You have the floor,
ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are grateful to you and your team, as well as the United Nations staff, for all of your work and preparations for this meeting of the Group of Governmental Experts. This month marks 5 years since we launched the campaign to stop killer robots. We are the global coalition of more than 65 non-governmental organizations working to retain meaningful human control over the use of force by banning the development, production, and use of fully autonomous weapons. We started this effort due to our shared commitment to address the far-reaching and profound ethical, human rights, legal, operational, proliferation, technical, and other serious concerns raised by these weapon systems. This month also marks the fifth time that states and UN agencies, the ICRC and our campaign, have convened here at the United Nations in Geneva to consider the challenges raised by lethal autonomous weapon systems. We have spent the period leading up to this meeting talking to as many states as possible about the need to prepare to participate substantively in this group of governmental experts. We have also been doing our homework in the interim, preparing a briefing note to guide delegations. We'd like to draw your attention to its three main recommendations. First, commit to negotiate a legally binding ban treaty without delay to draw the boundaries of future autonomy in weapon systems. We welcome the many expressions of support for this objective this morning, including for the first time from Austria and the African Group of States. Second, specify the necessary human control required over the critical functions of selecting and engaging targets and over individual attacks. Be explicit that meaningful human control is required over individual attacks and that weapon systems that operate without such human control should be prohibited. Third, we urge you to adopt national policy and legislation to prevent the development, production, and use of fully autonomous weapons. In our campaign's view, any measures less than new international law will not be effective, binding, or lasting. States must express their firm determination to avoid dehumanizing the use of force by moving, at the end of this year, to begin negotiations of new international law, now and without further delay. Thank you.